Here we go. So here we are, and it's episode 3 of the Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast, and it's Dave Farrell, and with me again today is
Paul Stubbs.
Yeah, hi Paul. How's things with you this week down there in
very wet, David. Very wet.
Yeah, the weather's took a turn, and it says took a turn. Bit of Cumbrian weather down there for you there.
Yeah, but it's not the same view looking out of my back bedroom window, looking out of the caravan across towards the Isle of Man. It's a bit different here, mate. It's not been good. It's been, I think you've had thunderstorms up there, but it's been absolutely atrocious down here. The local Costco roof fell in, and the local Asda's been flooded, and so on and so forth.
Hey, mate.
Yeah. That's it. It's that's life in sunny Manchester.
Making up for all that dry weather we had in the last couple of months.
Oh, Margaret's convinced we've had our summer.
Yeah. But anyway, right. So, just as I say, this is episode 3. Episode 2 was so well received that the numbers of people actually clicking in and listening to the podcast are quite encouraging. They're going up. We've done it for 3 weeks and been going up each week. Podcast 2, we had Steve McCormick on, who you wouldn't expect anything else of Steve. He spoke really well, and it was great to speak to him and just remember and recollect all those magic moments from his time at the club. 15 years ago.
Yeah, he was. It was a bit of a revelation, really. He was really, really pro Whitehaven, as apart from his time at Lee and so on and so forth. He was totally pro Whitehaven. It was nice to hear.
He was. It was really, really good to speak to him, and hopefully we'll keep in touch with Steve, and get him back on at some point in the future. He's obviously still doing a lot within the game and has a lot to offer. So I'm sure.
Dave. Yeah, I'm just going to say it's nice to hear what he's doing now, and it's all for a good cause. That's really right.
That's right.
It was an eye opener as to what he's doing now, and he's progressing the game of rugby league.
I mean, we see this thing on Facebook, Rugby League Cares, and you're not quite sure what it is, but it's he's very much part of the Rugby League Cares organisation, and he's doing a lot of good work, really at the core face of the game, with players and ex-players, and couldn't think of a better man to do the job, really.
No, he's a nice guy when it all boils down to it, and I wouldn't like to face him and him running at me at 20 mile an hour, but there we go. It's one of them, isn't it? I'm a chicken. It all boils down to it.
So, I say the podcasts are starting to prove popular. We've got some interest developing in it, and over the next few weeks, just to give people a bit of a flavour of what we're going to bring them. We're going to be speaking to people inside the club. Speaking to the chairman, hopefully, in the next week or so. Speaking to other people at the heart of the club, at the director level. And it'd be good to speak to them and get their thoughts on what's happening, and perhaps get a flavour for what the future's going on for the club. So, yeah, stay here with us, and it's really going to be a place to learn more about what's going on at the club. Just around the club at the moment, just want to give people, there's 40-odd people order the NHS charity T-shirts, which we're getting done through Stag Sports. Just to give them an update, first thing to say is thanks very much for supporting us on that. We're on track to make a £300-plus donation to NHS charities here in Cumbria, so that's well done to all concerned. The T-shirts, the latest from Stag Sports is that they've got the Whitehaven Rugby Union ones out the way, which ran into hundreds, and that was good on them. But they've got them out of the way. They're starting production on the other orders, of which that's ours. The production will be done next week. We commence in the 22nd of June. That's right. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. 22nd of June, and they'll be out. They'll be dispatching on the way out by the end of that week. So 26th of June, people should get them, and it'll be good to see people wearing them and promoting the club and promoting our support for the NHS. As I say, brilliant effort from all concerned. And just shows you what good people Whiteham Rugby League supporters are. So that's big up to them. Just in terms of what else is going on at the club, I believe you've been had a bit of luck with some of the fundraising things that's going on around the club just in the last week, Paul.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to win a next voucher in Sean and Simon's raffle, which has now been claimed by my better half, I like to say. But yeah, all credit to them. They've raised, I think it's nearly or over £2,000 with the two raffles he's done, and they're starting another one on Sunday, so you can get involved if you go on the Whitehaven 2010 Facebook page or whatever. There's a link there where you can pay money and you get your numbers. It's £5 per number, and you never know, you might be like me and very lucky and win the next voucher.
Yeah, I say well done to Simon and Sean. They're all dead keen with that, and great effort from them, and long may it continue. But that's not all that's going on at the club. We've seen in some of the televised NRL games the cutouts, the vinyl or the cardboard cutouts in the stand, and it's good to see that Des Byrne, the VP clubs, are looking to do a similar thing for Haven fans. If you look on the Whitehaven Vice President's Facebook page, you'll see all the details on that. Again, it's another fundraiser, but it's basically sending a photograph of yourself or perhaps a family member or a departed family member, and their face will go on one of the seats, the 500 and odd seats in the grandstand, which is a good idea. So, yeah, as I say, well done to Des for that. And as I say, for more details, look on the Whitehaven Vice President's Facebook page for the day.
Are they going to be socially distanced?
I don't know. You'll have to
Had to throw that one in. It's,
yeah, so as I say, that's good. And, lots of good initiatives going on for various good causes around the club. And as I say, it's credit to all concerned. Just on the wider news this week, I think we spoke about in our last podcast, the Rugby League had published a date of the 25th of August to restart the Championship and League One. Super League supposed to start on August the 1st. Haven't heard much more about that, Paul. I think it looks like Super League are going to go ahead, but I say not a great lot of news coming out. Other than that, though, there was one thing just in the last day or so. There was a news feature going on about the cost of testing of COVID-19 testing for a team, and he put it at £5,000 a week.
Yeah, it's a bit frightening, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, people have been going on about, and they've been going on our Facebook page and other Facebook pages regarding this money that the government allegedly have given to rugby. They haven't given anything; it's a loan. So that £5,000 has got to be paid back week in, week out. Now, if you work it out that, I can't remember exactly how many teams are in our division, said there's There's 12. We've already played 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
So that takes it down. If we're going to play one game, either at home or away, that leaves us a minimum of 7 games to play. Right? 7 times 5,000 is £35,000 that you've got to find to play your games. Can't see it happening, Dave. I don't want to be negative, but I can't see it happening.
Yeah.
Especially for teams like us.
I mean, the costs are significant, perhaps prohibitive, I don't know. But the other thing is, whereas Super League players will be going from home to the training ground, training and then going back home, players in our division will be going training, going back home and going to work the following day and mixing with so many more people. So in terms of controlling the group that is the team, to me, part-time players would present a significantly bigger challenge in terms of keeping them all healthy. But this is all uncharted territory, and who can say what might happen? But it's a big ask, I think. It's a big ask.
Well, just let me play devil's advocate here. If Whitehaven play, all right, Swinton, because it's the nearest club to me, Whitehaven play Swinton, one of those Whitehaven or Swinton players gets tested positive. That's 2 teams out for 14 days. Full stop. Yeah. With the new virus track and trace,
yeah,
that's 2 complete teams plus management, plus whoever, they're all quarantined. Yeah? So that's 2 weekends gone. Yeah? If then another team or 2 other teams play and one person gets tested positive, then it's another 2 teams that have...
That's right.
Or 3 teams if they played a midweek game, or which is going to happen, I think.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. It's just going to escalate, and all it takes is one person to be not exactly positive, but have symptoms, and you're floored completely. Yeah. I don't know. I really want it to start again, but.
Yeah, missing it.
I don't think there's any chance.
Missing our rugby saw something bad, but everything else.
I mean, football started again. Fair comment.
What do you make of it?
I didn't actually see it last night. I had it on my phone actually. I was watching it on the phone, and it's not football, is it? Then again, being a Radcliffe Borough supporter, I'm used to nobody in the stands and things like that. but no, it's not football. But they've got to do it. They've got to do it. I don't know where it's going to end, Dave.
Yeah.
So the good news is I can come up there as from the 4th of July. So
good. So we look forward to that and having a socially distanced pint at Sembury's.
Yeah. And you can have your pint in Cleeta and I'll have my pint at where is it? And Marie. We'll just zoom to one another and say, up here.
That's something to look forward to, even if we don't get the rugby back up. Just one last thing on
sport
and Cumbrian sport in particular. What about the news that Barrow EFC, the Bluebirds, back in the Football League after 48 years, just shows you, nothing's... The glory of sport, innit,
It is the glory of sport, and I'm quite proud of this. Barrow have a midfield player striker called Jack Hindle, who played at Radcliffe.
Yeah.
I know Jack quite well, and he's a lovely guy, and I wish him all the best. I hope it really does work out for them, and I hope he stays. He's one of life's gentlemen, Jack, and I hope it works out for him.
Great boost, great achievement by the Barra Club to, as they come from where they were in the 70s to where they are now, and great for Cumbrian sport.
Yeah, it's like the Workington days, isn't it? When Workington were in the Football League.
That's right.
I remember years ago, when I was a kid, Workington played Bury in the FA Cup, I think it was.
And were you there? I was there.
When they got beat 6-0.
No.
Was that the one?
No, this was at Borough Park. This was at Borough Park.
No, this was down in Bury. They got beat 6-0. I was only about 12, 13, I think.
It was a real frosty December day in Bury. I think Bury won 3-1 at Borough Park.
Good grief. Barrow going up like that paves the way for the likes of Workington to challenge the decision.
Yes. Yes,
and yes. South Shields to challenge in the Ratcliffe League. South Shields to challenge it. I don't think they're going to get anywhere, but it gives them. I'm just looking forward to a day out. but now we know the cheap places in Workington after the rugby day that we had.
The working men's club.
Nothing wrong with that. I used to know a guy who played the organ in there. I did actually, but I'm happy for Barrow. I'm happy for Cumbria with that. I don't know when the season's going to start football wise anyway.
That's right. That's the next big imponderable, isn't it?
I think we're stymied rugby wise. I think we're in a snooker situation there. I think football's Premier League's had to restart, but I can't. Well, we've got an August start for Division One, Championship, Division Two, Northern Premier League, blah blah blah. That's usually an August start. Yeah. Can't see it starting in August. I think it's going to be September, October, and they're going to end up playing two games a week and earning the money.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a bit.
that's all to be sorted out, I suppose.
Yeah, of course it is.
Anyway, we'll call that a thing for this week. Hopefully, people enjoy the rest of the podcast. We've got a feature on the amateur game in Cumbria and the recent awarding of £100,000 grant to local amateur club Lothbrow. We'll be speaking later on in the podcast to club captain Mark Shapley. Just get a take on the players' point of view of where things are and what's happened in the last few weeks. So, as I say, once again, just to say, we're here for the supporters. If you want to join us, please get in touch and do so. We'd love for you to be part of the crack and part of the banter on here on forthcoming podcasts. So get in touch with us at our email address, which is trustinhaven@gmail.com. Our website is www.trustinhaven.com. So thanks for your time today, Paul. Thanks everybody for listening in, and as I say, look forward to speaking again soon. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, okay, Dave, no problem. Just a quick one before we do finish.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, I don't know if everybody's seen it, the pictures of Jesse, God love him, making extensions for face masks. There's some pictures of him on the internet. So, hands up, Jesse. Hey, good on you, lad. All right, take care, everybody up there. Hopefully, I'll see you all soon.
Thanks, Paul. Bye for now. And for the next part of the Haven Rugby League Fans podcast, we change tack slightly, move outside of the professional game into the local community game. And the big news in the last week has been the Rugby League World Cup created by large grant awards, and for it's good to see that a Cumbrian club, as was one of the five community clubs, which got significant amounts of money. In Rothbrow Hornets' case, they got £100,000. And this is Rugby League Ambassador Luke Gill announcing the award on social media last week.
A massive well done to Rothbrow Hornets Amateur Rugby League Club, which is a great club. They've secured funding for indoor facility, which is fantastic. I think every club kind of needs an indoor facility, especially over the winter months, and helps the youngsters with their skill, their catch, etc., while not being out in the cold, driving wind and rain. So massive well done to Rothbrow. I'm sure that will be amazing once it's up and running.
This £100,000 grant will enable the Hornets to construct a purpose-built 24 by 20 metre indoor training facility with an artificial playing surface, which will be constructed to provide a new space for all the sides, from the open age down to the under 6, under 7s, and give them an indoor training base during the pre-season, which, as we know now, takes place over the sort of December, January, February time. And having an indoor facility is going to be a real boost to the rugby side of it. But it also provides opportunities for the community, because it will also act as an exercise and fitness space for the Rothbrow Fitness Suite, which I think is a very well used facility. So we spoke afterwards to Ian Rooney, the Rothbrow Hornets head coach, and he was clearly delighted.
For not just rugby league and the 250 plus people we have playing or involved with rugby league at this community club, but for wider individuals like who do spinning or do boxer size and assorted other fitness regimes with the manageress at the community gymnasium we have here. They've been basically undertaking fitness regimes on what is essentially a hardwood floor in the club function room.
During the coronavirus pandemic.
And it's not only for the sporting work and the work they do with young players and junior players. The award was clearly focused on.
No rugby can be played, but while the club.
150 plus people we have playing or involved with rugby league at this community club, but for wider individuals like who do spinning or do boxer size and assorted other fitness regimes with the manageress at the community gymnasium we have here. They've been basically undertaking fitness regimes on what is essentially a hardwood floor in the club function room.
And it's not just for their work within rugby league and with rugby league players, but the Rugby League World Cup director John Dutton clearly acknowledged the work that Rothbrow Hornets and indeed lots of other community grassroots clubs have been doing in their local communities during the lockdown period. Here's what he said.
One of the reasons the RFL is helping the club survive and thrive for the generations to come.
This for Rothbrow is an investment in the future. Clearly we're in exceptional circumstances, we're in the middle of a crisis, and they are performing heroically and just once again demonstrating how important that they are. And it's beyond rugby league. This is about making a positive impact on people's lives.
At the moment, Rothbrow can't.
So, very positive news for the grassroots game in Cumbria. Probably the best news the game's had so far this year. And hopefully, sign of hopefully a brighter future once we get out of lockdown for rugby league in this part of the world.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Mark. Yeah. Well,
hi, this
I think this is going to work. This seems to be picking up. Good stuff. All right. Okay. Yeah, excellent, yeah. Mate. Thank you very much. Thanks for your patience there. So, yeah, so for the third and final part of this Haven Rugby League Fans podcast, it's great to welcome back club skipper Mark Shackley. Welcome along, Mark.
Hi, Dave, you okay?
I'm keeping fine, man. How are you? Hope you're keeping well.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. So we spoke a few weeks ago, and you said then about how the lockdown was affecting you, which really meant an absolute close down of activity at the club. Things haven't changed much since then, really, have they?
No, No, it's still the same days. You go on week by week and just get an update. And the old message get put in the group that I think we had one a couple of weeks ago that Charlo was saying hopefully the club gym will be open in a couple of weeks. So it's a good time, I suppose, getting back into the routine and back into training and things, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it's small steps to start with and hopefully, you know, get the start of getting back to normal. The playing squad's been keeping in touch with each other, but really social distancing prevents much else, really. I think that's what was that's the message coming over from you today, is it?
Yeah, we haven't been together as a group since the game we had, so we haven't been together as a group. I've seen a couple of lads individually and kept space. We all keep in contact with each other, but as a team and a group, no, we haven't been together for a week, so it'd be nice to see the guys again and get back into our training things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, since we spoke, there has been, guidance or protocols, I think the Rugby League have called them, about training. And we've seen it about training in small groups and the general soap hygiene protocols. Is that something you've looked at? Have you sort of picked up on that?
I've seen it. The groups of six, you can go and train in and use jeans. I don't know how that'll work. We're all being part-time. I don't know if, especially the coaches are part-time as well in our team, aren't they? So it's going to take a lot of time out of their day, especially with more than one group going to training. I don't know how they'll work. It's a big ask, I think, for part-time teams, but we can only see how it goes, can't we?
That's right.
That's where we need to go.
That's right. I'd say for full-time clubs, it's perhaps a bit easier, but yeah,
part-time people working.
It's going to be a massive organisational effort from the coaching staff and the rest of the management team, I would imagine. So, I mean, the other thing that come out was just about the same time as the training protocol, there was they've had the RFL working groups, and one of the working groups has come back and suggested a timetable or a schedule for resuming the fixtures on the 25th of August. What do you think of that?
25th of August is great. Everything's in place and everyone agrees to do it. I personally can't see how Championship and League One can get back to normal till after there's a vaccine at least, but we're playing behind closed doors. I don't see how, especially our club, can run with everything that the fans are bringing in, coming things, but I suppose if Rugby League help out and support the clubs, and I think that big, they've got a big off the government, didn't they? So if that gets spread out equally, there's always a ways in there, but it's just, I think money is the biggest thing at the end of the day for the clubs, isn't it? And
that's the thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, Super League are talking about starting on August the 1st, but they've obviously got the backstop of Sky Television money to cushion the behind closed door stuffs. But for Championship and League One clubs, yes, you quite rightly say it's a different scenario altogether.
It's different to that, yeah. I imagine being out work for the clubs, and I think all the clubs and everyone want to get back to it. I think everyone's unsure what's the best way to go about it and when to start back. I don't think there was a good thing rushing back and jumping into a foot on the unknown. So it's going to be a good idea looking and seeing all the teams, all the clubs, or all the sports are doing it and trying to go by their example.
That's right. Interestingly, one of the other parts of that, Mark, was that they were going to have a competition based on one round of fixtures. What was your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea getting back. I think everyone needs to get back to a bit of normality, and if that's the way forward, just getting a few games into the end of the year, I don't see a reason why not. I don't think now, I don't think there's complete promotion relegation indefinite. I think it's unfair on everyone if that happens. So
yeah, good point.
Games going just to see the back in the air, get some rugby and test new things, and yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point you make there. If it was to go ahead, promotion and relegation would have to be suspended.
Yeah, and you can't do that now. Yeah. Though, not with what's going on. It's unfair to everyone now. You won't get a good crack of the whip, and I don't think we were in the best situation, but I think we're already getting better, lads. I think it's unfair on any team to get them relegated or even promoted. So
that's right.
I think you'll have to wait till next year.
It could be a good way to test things out for 2021. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because I don't see how it's going to be a long time to get back to normal. Maybe this is the new normal, especially in sport and rugby being a contact sport. So, but I don't see why we could easily try out things now until it's back in. And test how we could go forward for the coming years.
Excellent. Yeah. It's a very good point, that, Mark. So yeah. So in the meantime, it's just waiting and seeing what really happens. Any message for the fans out there listening to this podcast? Any message from yourself, the players, squad?
All the guys are eager to get back and each other. I think we are all sick of it now, being in lockdown and no change. I think we all back at normality and getting back to the training on the Sunday, so hopefully it won't be too long till we're back on the wrecking, back to normality for those guys.
That's right. Sundays are really sort of a bit of a hole these days, aren't they? You're always twiddling about, sitting about twiddling your thumbs. And what would give for a game of rugby just next Sunday, Mark?
I know,
great, mate. Anyway, that's been great to speak to you, Mark. Thanks very much for once again contributing to the Haven Rugby League Fans podcast. Best of luck for the next few weeks. Let's hope we get back to training soon, eh?
Thanks, Dave. See you guys.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. Bye for now.